Hello and welcome. I'm Bia Matos with BYU Idaho Radio, and today I'm talking with Jennifer Barzi, a business teacher from Madison High School. Welcome in, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up the child of a ranching family in Arizona. I went to BYU, met my husband, Rex, who teaches here at BYU Idaho. I raised five children, and then I went back to teaching business at the high school.
Awesome. And so you're a business teacher at the high school, like you said. Do you teach a specific topic in business or just more the general stuff for students to learn about every little aspect in it?
I teach an Excel class where they receive industry certification for different Microsoft applications that will help them in college and career. I also teach an accounting class this year in the fall. It will be a dual credit introduction to financial accounting that the students can take for two trimesters. I also teach a college dual credit introduction to business. And all of these transfer to BYU Idaho and all other Idaho schools. There's a one credit marketing class and a one credit business class as well. So that's what I teach. And I am the advisor for Business Professionals of America, which is an international organization in 25 states and multiple remote areas. And that has regional, state, and local competitions. This December, we had the regional competition here at BYU Idaho.
Yeah, that's awesome. So the main reason that I have you in here today is because you were actually the teacher who had the idea to initiate the business pitch competition at Madison High School. Can you tell us a little bit about what the competition was actually about?
We asked students anywhere in Madison High School, whatever grade level, if they were interested in starting a company or they had a business product or service idea to come to these workshops, and we held three workshops. The idea originated, though, from the committee that I'm involved in, that the state requests that we have an advisory committee of local businesses. So I have 6 to 10 business owners that meet with me once a year or more, and they help guide me in planning for technology purchases, course availability, and any kind of special events or projects. And they thought this would be a lot of fun. I did too. And I'm always hearing the students' business ideas, which just energizes me. And so we wanted to give them an opportunity to earn some money. But I was a little worried and hesitant about the stress of it for the students, and then hoping that it would just go off well.
Yeah, and can you elaborate a little bit on the process of going through all of that organizing and coordinating for the event?
Okay, we had two founding sponsors, and at the initial meeting last spring, the Crispy Cones founders, Kate and Jeremy Carlson, immediately said they would donate $500, and Andrea and Monty Spalding of Kettle Embroidery local businesses, and Jeremy and Kate had been on Shark Tank and received an offer from Barbara there. So he had the experience, and we thought, well, they both did. We just thought that now's the time for us to go ahead with this contest. And really, we officially are not using the Shark Tank, but we're kind of saying Shark Tank-ish, so that students can get a feel for what it's about. But our judges are very friendly.
Yeah, that's awesome. And as you mentioned a little bit before, you had some mentors working with the students for this competition. How did you select the mentors for the students, and what specific guidance were they able to provide for them?
Our first workshop, we invited Tyler and Kara Martin, who are local entrepreneurs. They're owners of the Rock Gym and other businesses here locally. I just tried to invite people in who could give encouragement to the students and ideas, and also talk about their experience. One of the interesting things that Tyler and Kira said is that they're a part of entrepreneurs that meet regularly, and one of the things they've learned and they try to think of is ready, fire, aim. They plan a little bit, but then they test run ideas that they have early so that they know if it's something to continue to work on. Then the second workshop we held, we had a student who had created an idea at Madison High School. His name is Jesse Fryer. He's currently a BYU Idaho student. And he asked his dad to help him officially make the business while he was a high school student. He was in one of my classes. That's how I met him. And he told us about his experience in figuring out the need for a product for his grandmother as she worked with special needs children. And then he went about creating this product. And he also discovered they were very expensive. And so he got the price point right, so it was more affordable to everyone. And that was one of his goals. So we had Jesse Fryer come. And I had also, in the meantime, met Justin Ellingford, who'd moved here recently from Utah and been involved in InvestNest, which they have in Utah schools and give away a lot of money to student entrepreneurs. And he had been a mentor in that. And then the third workshop was Cheryl Crawford. She's the COO of Righteous Slice here in Rexburg. And she's also part of that in that committee that guides me. And she just talked about the running and operating and improvements that you go through over the years and the patience required, but also the determination and the original ideas and how to make it work. So those were our three workshops.
Yeah, that's so cool that you got to get a lot of local businesses in on this to help students get somewhat of a real-life experience in the field. How do you believe that events like the Business Pitch Competition help contribute to the overall educational experience of students?
Well, it gives them the drive at an earlier age and the idea that they can succeed, and then it makes their coursework more real, I would say. When they start thinking about their future or they start thinking about providing a product or service and meeting demand of customers, it all of a sudden, any business classes they're taking, they start to see connections and correlations with being able to make money and provide for themselves. One of my goals as a teacher has been to help give them these skills. So it just energized the students. And can I name them?
Yeah, if you'd like.
Okay. Ace Ingram, he was in the college business class this year. He had a great product. And Ethan Hathaway, I met him throughout the year a little bit. I didn't know him really deeply because I hadn't had him in a course yet. But that was fun getting to know him and his product or service that had to do with Legos. Also, Gecko is her nickname, and Addison Cates was working with Lydia Woodall, and together they both volunteered at the Flight Museum here in town, and they saw a need for a service, and Gecko started providing that and making a pretty good amount of money per hour for pilots. Let me think, who have I missed? Lachlan was the winner, and she has been running a business where she makes custom hoodies from old hoodies or blankets or tapestry, kind of those little woven quilts that you can buy at secondhand stores, so that have meaning. And that's one of her goals, is to provide a product that helps people remember something. And also, it's pretty trendy. The kids love them. She's doing all kinds of work now, I see, for other students at the high school as well. And she was in one of my business classes, so that's how I found out about her. And then she participated in BPA as well as Lydia.
Yeah. And so getting a big event like this on its feet can be very difficult. There's a lot of different parts with it. Did you face any challenges or obstacles at all while you were trying to execute this project? And if so, how did you overcome it?
I haven't thought about the challenges. I guess the hardest part was just finding a location, but the Carlsons were really great to offer their Crispy Cones headquarters here just south of Rexburg. And then thinking of the food, and we invited two journalism students to, or one journalism student to write a story, and two student photographers to come and take photos. Getting the judges, Heather Weber was on our steering committee, and she served as one of the judges. I have to say that everyone was very supportive. Also, Justin Ellingford and Darren Herzoff was also on the steering committee. So we just kind of drew from the people that we had. And then the Spaldings, they helped with making the tickets and getting the oversized checks. There are just a lot of parts and pieces. Circle of Love, the night of, donated some cash so that every student received a cash award. And it just all came together. I have to say, I guess the hardest thing was just being tired. And I'm excited for next year, knowing that everything's set, the rubric, and we'll have two students next year, or more, I guess. And we want to give them scholarships at the end of the year for leading the student group. So it actually is coming from students, and I will just be supporting and kind of the framework, maybe. But students will be advertising and receive those scholarships for the leadership that they take in this contest.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. What are some of your hopes and expectations for the participating students, both in terms of the competition and their futures in business?
I asked the ones who received money if they would get back to me like in 6 months and tell me what they used the money for, what they did with it, and so we could give a report to the sponsors and maybe a news follow-up on their progress. I know Lachlan wanted to use the money to buy a serger and perhaps another sewing machine so that she can duplicate her efforts and work faster. And so that, I guess, in that regards for follow-up. And then I just hope the students, we have only one senior, so I think that we might see some of these same students pitch again next year. And at that point, they will probably have sales numbers to show. And I just hope that they keep perfecting their ideas and that they continue to realize that businesses here locally support them, as well as their families, and here at the school, at Madison High School, that they have a lot of teachers and resources. And we will, if we don't have what they need, we will connect them to the people who can help them.
Yeah, and as you've mentioned, this will be happening again next year. Do you wish for the business pitch competition to be a recurring event at Madison High School?
Yes, and we've invited one other local school for our second year to join with us. We'll see how that goes, and we're waiting to hear back from them. And we're hoping that we can multiply our prize money by 5 or 10 times so that we can give bigger awards and turn it into 3 rounds where at the beginning round, it's not as big of a commitment, but you do get to just say what your business is or your product idea. And then as a committee, we group them and connect them with a mentor that they can choose to meet with, or they can just, you know, they can drop out at any time, but they can continue to take their own initiative to build it. And then we'll have a second round. And then the third round would look like it did last week.
Yeah. And how do you envision the impact of this competition having on the entrepreneurial spirit at Madison High School?
I just think it's great. I sat there when it was going on and I thought to myself, you know, we really pulled this off, made this happen. And it's a dream come true. The United States is all about having a dream and building something. So I think it just gives hope to students. And who better to champion than students who are working hard, who have ideas, who are taking initiative. So that just builds the energy in me to want to be a better teacher and to continue to reach out to all the students who I can and to expand this to another school, to grow the prize money, and just continue letting this snowball.
Yeah, it's really wonderful what you guys were doing, because you don't see that in a lot of students sometimes, the wanting to start businesses, you know, young and everything. And the way that you guys are encouraging that in your kids is just so great. And the fact that you want to also be led by other students so they can also take the leadership positions in that is also just so wonderful. Is there anything else that you'd wanted to mention that I might have not asked you about?
Well, I guess down the road, I'm hoping that these students, in whatever direction they go, that they will be able to mentor others. Who knows, in like 15 or 20 years, where they may be, and they may start something like this to give encouragement. And also, you know, the creativity that comes when you're trying to build a business or perfect your product idea, that is so healthy for students to have a passion and to follow through with it and to use the resources around them and then to help others. I think it's been terrific. I'm so pleased. And I thank you so much for this opportunity to visit about it.
Yeah. And is there anyone else that you'd like to thank or give a shout out to while you're at it?
I have wonderful teachers who worked alongside me. Wendy Miskin, who teaches the web design classes at the high school. We've got a website, mhsbusinesspitch.com, that you can go to for more information. And several students in the marketing class worked on that. One exchange student from Hong Kong and Mary Palmer, who lives here in Rexburg. They were instrumental in perfecting and contributing content to that, as well as Nicole Stanford writing for East Idaho News and providing photographers and a journalist to write an article about us. And then Chad Carlisle, who's the photography teacher, his students took photos of Ethan and Lachlan, Lydia, and Ace. Also, Mr. Barris, who does the broadcasting, he announced our contest. He helped record during those three workshops for any of the students who weren't there so that they would not be lacking in the information that the other students got. So I'm hoping to have like maybe 50 students from Madison and 50 from the other 5A school that we've invited to join us. And I just appreciate our admin who let us do something that we hadn't done before, and they supported us in it. So thanks, Madison School District. Parents, your kids are great. We love them.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you so much for taking the time with being here today. And again, congrats to all the students that participated. You guys keep up the great work. And this has been Bea Matos with BYU Idaho Radio. Thanks for tuning in.